This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about our goals for Ramadan, starting with the first one, which is to stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said, start with yourself. So if you are a man and you are shaving your beard, then you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are a woman and you do not wear hijab, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kinds of clothes you wear, if you are wearing man or woman, if you wear clothes which display your body, which show the shape of the body, or if you, or they are transparent and they, you can see the body, whether you are a man or a woman. All my brothers who go and pump iron in gyms and then walk around in skinny t-shirts, please, this is not permissible in Islam. By all means, build your muscles, but they are not something to display. So, change your appearance. I'm talking about the external. What is my, look at and say, what is my focus on tahara, on purity? Do I know how to make wudu properly? Do I know how to make ghusl properly? Do I know what I need to make wudu for and what I need to make ghusl for? If you don't know, learn. I'm not going to teach you here, but if you don't know, learn. And make sure that your tahara is pure. Your clothing is pure. Your body is pure. The sisters who walk around with long abayas which are dragging on the floor, this is dirty. This is highly unhygienic. And we don't know what that thing drags through. Wallahu alam, whether your salah is valid or not. Because the clothing is part of the tahara of the salah. So please, make sure that the tahara external appearance is pure. Then from there, go to your earnings. What are you earning? Are you earning halal? If you are earning from interest-based things, get out of it. If you are earning in ways, for example, if you have a shop and you are selling things which are haram, if you are selling lottery tickets, if you are selling tobacco products, if you are selling vape, if you are selling drugs, marijuana or whatever, if you are selling pornographic literature, if you are selling pepperoni pizzas, if you are selling beer, all things which Allah has made haram, if you are selling them, then your business and your income is haram. Stop it immediately. Take all of that stuff, throw it in the garbage, and then see how beautifully your business does. Please remember, your Rabb Jalla Jalalu, who created the heavens and the earth and everything it contains, He is capable of giving you your food without you falling into haram. Allah did not tell you to fall into haram in order to feed you and your family. Get out of haram. Because if you are earning haram, your dua is not accepted. Please, get out of that. Then look at where you spend money. If you are spending it in anything which is haram, get out of that. Then look at what you eat. Taqwa is the ability, is the condition where you avoid anything which is doubtful. Rasulullah said, Al halal ubayyin wa haram ubayyin wa baynahuma mushtabihat. He said, the halal is clear, the haram is clear. Between the two are doubtful things. He said, leave that which is doubtful for that which is not doubtful. So anything haram, anything doubtful, don't eat it. Coke and Pepsi have secret ingredients. Anything which has a secret ingredient is haram for a Muslim because you don't know what you are eating. You don't know what you are drinking. Then how can it be halal? It is doubtful. Leave it. Similarly, things which are not slaughtered according to the Islamic way, which is slaughtered by a Muslim saying Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, this is accepted by all the Aima. Stick to that. Don't worry about somebody who said you can also say Bismillah and eat, you can do this, you can do that. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. All of those are doubtful things. We are not sure. What we are absolutely sure is an animal which is by itself halal, which has been slaughtered by hand by a Muslim who said Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, is halal. Stick to that. If you don't have that, eat fish, eat eggs, drink milk, do whatever you want. Remember that the Brahmin, in order, who worships an idol, does not eat meat his entire life. Have some shame as a Muslim to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are going to act like you will die if you don't eat some doubtful chicken, then make istighfar and make tawbah. Earn halal, eat halal, tahara, external appearance, and make istighfar and tawbah for all the time that you spent where you were not doing this. This is what Ramadan came for. To alert us and to turn us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ